Tuesday, March 1st, 2022, almost said 21. At Lynchpin, we say we do what is effective, not what's popular. And if there was ever a day that kind of encapsulates what that means, days like today are those. Everybody knows that they should sprint. Everybody knows, I think everybody knows, how effective track days are. But nobody wants to do them, and very few people program them for themselves. But at Lynchpin, we embrace what works. So today, the workout of the day is for time, 8 200-meter runs. Last time we did this exactly was on November 12th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your splits, check your rest intervals. You're going to rest as needed between each one of these intervals. I would rest, let's say that it takes you 40 seconds. I would rest at least 2 minutes between each, at least, maybe three, depends upon your goals. Super Fitness Robot would be 38 seconds or less per sprint, more likely 55 seconds or less per sprint. The wild card option is the workout of the day, but just done in a weight vest. 20 pounds for men, 14 for women. Now don't get me wrong, I think I potentially have done a podcast on this. That's not a harder workout. You could make an argument that's an easier workout because you're not going to be able to go as fast. It's just different. It's going to lower your intensity a bit, but it's good for variance, especially if you're a police officer, military, some sort of first responder that you've got gear on every now and then and you need to know what it feels like to hustle and to move quickly. Fantastic option for you. Scaled option today is 6 1-minute runs. So for 1 minute, you can just run as far as you can. You'll rest 2 minutes between each and do that 6 times. You mark down how many meters you get. The limited equipment option and the no equipment workout, nothing requires equipment today, so they're all precisely the same as the workout of the day, 8 by 200-meter run. Accessory work for the day, box jumps, 10 to 20 reps, not for time, focus being explosive power. You choose the height, step down each time. Height should be challenging yet appropriate. I don't want anybody to bust up their shins. It's just a good, challenging height, that's all. And then we have 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. We detail what the Bergner warm-up is, and we've got a video there for you. Because technique rules the day with the old snatch. Cool down and stretching. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch and calves and foam rolling. And if I didn't say this yesterday, I'll say it today. At the end of every day's training, there's a few sentences that we mean, and hopefully you take them to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow for a wonderful little EMOM.